The Building Freedom Podcast is created by Randy Stanbury, the founder and chief inspiration officer of Four Level Coach. Randy is a best-selling author with 25 years of real-world experience and a load of personal and business development. He will be sharing the tools, strategies, and mindset to help you overcome the most difficult roadblocks. Discover how you can transform your life and your business for greater freedom.
Hey everybody, it's Randy Stanbury with Four Level Coach, and this is the Building Freedom Podcast. Today I'll be sharing insights and strategies directly from our Facebook group live for custom home builders. If you are a custom builder or remodeler and want to join the live conversation, head over to our Facebook group by clicking the link in the description of this podcast. Now don't worry if you're a plumber, electrician, painter, landscaper. It does not matter if you're any of the other trades. All of these insights and strategies relate directly to you and your business, I promise you. Now, let's dive right in and join the conversation that's in motion now. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Building Freedom Podcast. I am Randy Stanbury, your host, and we have John Enquist on with us today from Subtrack. Met John at IBS in Vegas, and you know, just said to him at the time, we've got to get you on, start talking about this product. He has this piece of software that is in a pilot stage with a handful of builders, remodelers, contractors right now. We believe in it that, you know, if you're growing and scaling your business, this is a step that you really need to take. And let's get, we'll dive into the nuts and bolts of it. John, maybe you can introduce yourself, a little bit about your background, your story, how you got here.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah. And first, thanks for having me, Randy. It was great to meet you at IBS and glad I can come on the podcast and talk a little bit more about it. Again, John Enquist, I am a third generation roofing contractor from the San Francisco Bay Area. Been in construction my whole life, so I have a complete respect and love for this industry. I know how hard it can be starting up your own business, trying to scale a business, trying to grow your business and do that responsibly. So have a complete understanding of that. And so that's really where my desire to create Subtrack came from. And Subtrack is a platform that helps contractors systemize their business. So we help them do two things really well: document their standard operating procedures and their workflows. And then our software also automatically delegates tasks to members of your contract team or to your project team so that you don't have to be keeping track of everyone else's to-do list in your head. You can have a reliable system that delegates all of this out to your employees. So we try to make this system really robust and really useful for contractors so that they don't have to keep micromanaging their employees as much as they currently do.
And, you know, this whole idea of scalability and systematizing, you know, I think a lot of builders and modelers out there, you know, we kind of get stuck in what the hell does that actually mean anyway? How do I create these systems? How do I then deploy them? And one of the biggest challenges that any business that we work with has is not necessarily, hey, we teach all day long how to systematize your business. Why do we exist? Is to do exactly that, is to move people from levels 1 and 2 to 3 and 4 in their business. We'll talk about that in a moment. But ultimately, it's the systematizing of the business, creating the SOPs, the standard operating procedures, and then the implementation, because implementation is probably where things fall off the table the most, right? So right. This to me, and what I love about this, John, is it really is it's an implementation type of software, right?
Definitely.
Because it houses it in a place, and maybe you can talk about the implementation and the scheduling and the functionality of it a little bit more.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, just talking about going off of your systemization, topic there, my vision was to run our roofing company somewhat like a Subway, right? Make it kind of dead simple for people to come into your system and you have a way of doing things here. And the way that Subway kind of does it is they put these instructions right where the people are making the sandwiches, right? It shows them how to do what you want to do right there as they're doing it. And that was kind of a big disconnect for me for a lot of standard operating procedures is contractors would take the time to write them. but then they put them away in a binder somewhere. So it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And it's not a constant refresher as the person is doing the work. So kind of the real secret sauce of Subtrack is that we take your to-do list and we put those SOPs right in your day-to-day to-do list. So as you're going off checking things, what do I need to do today to keep all these projects running smoothly? We have also these standard operating procedures connected to those tasks. So that way they know exactly not just what to do and when it's due, but also how to do it. So that helps when people need to, you know, leave for vacation or they get sick or you need to let someone go because they're not performing well. You can get someone in and fill in their position pretty seamlessly because you already have all those instructions written down. You have an automatically delegated way of telling people what they need to do on the day-to-day basis. And so that those two things, from my standpoint, is really key in systemizing your business. So it's the documentation of workflows and standard operating procedures. And then it's some way for something or someone to do the delegating for you so that a contractor can kind of remove themselves from the day-to-day and start working on the big picture, start growing the company, start doing the hiring, making better deals, taking a vacation every once in a while, right? Those types of things are so important, and having running a business is so stressful and chaotic. So you need some way to kind of get the system out of your head and into a way that runs it without you having to be there and micromanaging it.
Yeah, well said, man. You know, at the end of the day, how do we trust and let go? We trust and let go as owners when we know that our people understand our way of doing business, what we want done, how we want it done. And that's very difficult to translate and transition from your mind, your brain, in how you do what you do to someone that can free flowing without spending hours and hours and hours of your own time sitting with them, right? So in order to systematize, I love what you're doing here with, you know, having those workflows in front of them as they're doing it, like that Subway model.
Right. And yeah, it's just so important for you to be able to communicate clearly to your team. I mean, if you don't have any documented way of doing things, what your expectations are, what your standards are, it's almost impossible to hold someone accountable to your standards if they just live inside your head, right? You get frustrated employees. They, you know, they'll resent you for having these expectations that were never really communicated to them, and somewhat rightly so, right? And so we all want to attract A players onto our team, right? So the way to make sure you're getting smart people and capable people into your system is not just to necessarily hire the retreads that other companies in your industry have let go, but finding people who are really intelligent and bringing them into a system that you feel confident that you can train them on. That as long as I can find a smart person that is capable and hungry, I can bring them into my system because I can teach them how to do building, right? I can teach them how to manage a building product or project. I can teach them how to order material, whatever the case may be. But I need a way to articulate that to them. And these A players, believe it or not, they want to be told what the standard is, what the procedure is. They want to come into a system that is intelligent and that everyone knows what their job is so that when they come into the system, they don't have to worry about doing everything themselves. They know that every piece fits together and how do I contribute to this greater goal? They'll feel really confident coming into that type of a system. So you'll attract better people as well by having all of your systems written down.
And I'm so glad you used the word attract, because here's the key to getting A players. We need to attract them. We cannot just go out and try to find them. And if we don't have a business that's set up that, you know, you're having to sell your business to an A player to have them be on your team and want to be on your team. Well, guys, this is a tool. This is a sales tool to bring A players onto the team when they can see that you are dialed in, you're systematized, and you have a way of helping them be successful.
Yeah.
Because this is the whole thing of, you know, our employees, the people that work for us, they are an investment and not a cost. And when we look at them an investment, what do we need to do? We want to increase the value of the investment. Well, again, John's tool here, this software, is set up so that you increase the value of everyone on your team, right? A players want to play on A player teams.
Absolutely.
It is so critical. So I love this as a sales tool. And I didn't really, you know, connect those dots before we jumped on here, or even when we're chatting in Vegas, but it's a sales tool for attracting and retaining A players.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people, like I said, people want to come in. They want to know that everyone else is doing their job properly. And they want to know what their roadmap to success is. What does success look like for me? And really, they don't want to spend 1 to 2 years, which is how long it normally takes. If you don't have your systems written down and you're just sitting with someone and you're answering every question that they have, it takes a year or two for these even smart people to get comfortable doing their job. So it's daunting sometimes for contractors to want to hire people because they know it's going to take so much intensive handholding for the next year, 2 years to really invest in them and bring them up to speed. And so how can we speed up that process? Because not only does the contractor not have the time to spend doing that, but the person coming in, the new employee, doesn't want to bother the contractor with every question that they have. They would like some way to be more self-sufficient while still knowing they're operating within the system and they're doing it the right way and they're doing it the way that the contractor wants, but they don't want to have to be asking all the time. You know, they want to know, they want to be self-sufficient there. So this is a great way to document all of your standard operating procedures. Let people know, this is exactly what my standard of excellence is in my company, right? And that's really what we're aiming to do.
And it's creating, you know, your way, you know, insert your company's name, way of doing business. It's the blank way of doing business. And when you can create that and what you said, your secret sauce, yeah, right? Because what are people willing to pay for? They're willing to pay for a better client experience. Well, a better client experience is driven and created from the operation of your business, your way of doing business. But if everyone's doing things differently within the team, you've got no consistency, you've got no scalability. And we mentioned earlier, I'll get back to the levels 1, 2, 3, and 4 of why we call ourselves four-level coach. Level one is having a job in your business. Level two is having a small business, right? So we have some, you know, it really starting to look like a real small business. Level three is scalable. Level four is sellable. Well, level three and four is all, our entire purpose in life is to help people get from levels 1 and 2 to 3 and 4. Well, what do we need? I can promise you, John, what everyone needs, and this is not a common, never seen in traditional business, certainly not traditionally in any custom home build or remodeling business until they get with us. But we're looking for, you know, our businesses require what we refer to as a systems CIA. So a systems creator, implementer, and accountability person. So when we're using John software here with Subtract, this is your place that the CIA in your business, a position that's required to take your business to the next level. When you have a CIA in place that's creating systems, but now you have a system itself, the software to house everything, where most people were, you said, you keep them in a binder, or we might keep them in a drive, right?
Right.
Well, a drive is the same thing as a binder. We're going to have to go find it digitally, and it's not the subway model of having it in front of us, so it never works. The implementation is where things drop off. Why we need a system CIA is because it's so imperative that people are actually following the system. Now we need accountability once we implement. And again, yeah, how well does this, your software, help with accountability?
Well, it helps really well. I mean, that was the main thing that was, I mean, in my roofing company, that was the hardest thing to do, is when we get someone in, we bring someone in, you can train them, but everyone gets busy with their own day-to-day work, right? And you have things that you're doing, so you can't be watching people all the time. And that's kind of when things go wrong. So you end up being more of a firefighter than someone who can be proactive and be making your business better through that proactivity. So yeah, it's extremely important. Our software, you're able to see exactly what every employee has done, what they need to do still. And so you can talk about it with them. So instead of when you have maybe these one-on-one meetings with employees over the course of a week or every other week, whatever your cadence is, you can have a list of things that they still need to do. So you can talk about them intelligently. Hey, where are your roadblocks with this? Are you understanding how to do this? Where is the hang up here? Are you waiting for someone else? And Subtract is a great way to kind of see that for yourself in real time. Who's waiting for what needs to happen next? So you know exactly what to, I don't want to say bother, but hold people accountable for them completing in your company? Because sometimes you need, you know, where is this material sample? Have you talked to the customer and coordinated the delivery yet? Have you, you know, got all these approvals from the customer? All of these things you need to know. And rather than writing an email to everyone to ask those questions, Subtrack is a great way to see, okay, that was already done. I don't need to worry about that anymore. Here's exactly what we need to do next. And then everyone can see that. So they can hold themselves accountable. You can have a project manager holding a superintendent accountable. It's not just a tool for you to hold your employees accountable.
No,
they can hold themselves accountable, and they can hold each other accountable because they know the whole system and they see what everyone else has to do.
In fact, when you can stop being the one trying to hold everyone accountable, you'll actually become successful at systematizing your business.
Yeah, that's the step three and four. Steps three and four you're talking about there.
Yeah,
is having them. You don't want to be the one that is holding everyone accountable. You want them to hold themselves accountable because that's a real business, right? You want your managers you put in place to be able to hold people accountable. And so you don't have to do that, you know?
But I like that you have percentage complete on different stages of the process. And we're not talking about necessarily, yes, it's a project based, but it's also process based, right? It's the process through the project. And we're talking even from sales all the way through a project through completion.
Yeah. Yeah. From making sure that your sales team is selling the product in a repeatable and intentional way, the way that you want them to. And then all the way to closing out the project, getting that final payment from the customer, completing all of the punch list items that may be there, making sure that they're completely satisfied. Even if you wanted to track, you know, following up in 6 months or a year, you want to do some maintenance and offer that to them, making sure that you're following the entire process of your company and that your people are doing that is very invaluable. And that was a difference. There's other software out there that can help you retain your standard operating procedures, right? We talked a little bit about, you know, Trainual, or you can store them in Google Drive or things like this, but they aren't relevant to projects. They don't speak the language of construction, right? We want to track tasks based on projects. Has it been done for this project? Not just train our team and theoretically, this is how it's supposed to go on in a vacuum. You want to know, hey, for this project on 1234 Main Street, has this been done yet, right? And how do we do this for this project? And so that
during this process, like we're making the sandwich, right, at Subway, it's like during this process of this stage of the project, it's in front of you. It's a click away,
right?
That's what I love about it, honestly.
Yeah, and per project type. So you may have some listeners out there who do multiple different types of projects, whether that's, you know, design build all the way from the beginning of building a new home. Maybe they're coming in partway to kind of take over a project. Maybe they do maintenance and repair on homes, things like that. Whatever, you have different processes for every one of those types of projects. And every contractor really has a different design build process. Maybe they're working with an outside architect, or they're working with outside engineers, or you need to coordinate certain subcontractors. This is a place for you to do all of that in one system and make it customized to your processes that have been working for you in your business.
And that's the key, customizable to your way of doing business. Now, I think what we should get clear, this is not replacing your builder trend. This is not replacing, you know, JobTred or CoConstruct or Procore or any of the others. This is quite literally an extension of and an add-on. I mean, you said it best in terms of how this works with one of those systems.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. All of those builder trend, Procore, all of these other, you know, project management, you know, QuickBooks, these are all tools in your arsenal. We call it, they're all items in your tech stack, right? All these contractor tool belt items. And those are all great. And we don't want to change anything about what you use. All of those work for you. That's great. What we want to be is the place where your employees log in the morning and see, what do I have to do? So instead of them asking you or them kind of remembering it in their head, there's a concrete place where they can log in and see, these are the things I have to do, and this is how I need to do it. So if you need to assign someone a task on a project, this is a great way to do that. Rather than emailing them and hoping that they incorporate it into their own to-do list, Subtrack allows you to just send it right to them. And now they know what they need to do very easily. And it's all tracked in one place, so you can see everything that's going on in your company. But these other software don't really do a good job of that. I mean, a Builder Trend has checklists and templates, but they don't elaborate further about how to do each of those tasks. There's no standard operating procedure component. Procore is absolutely great. We use it in our company, but how, when a new project manager comes in, they don't know how to use Procore within the context of your company. They may know how they used it in another company. Maybe they don't even know how to use that. Maybe they've never used that software. So Subtrack is a way for you to provide that additional instruction for how to use these softwares. The Procores, the Builder Trends, the ADP, how to run your payroll, you know, those types of things. How do I do that? And that's all of that would be documented in Subtrack.
Yeah, the how is just such a simple way to look at it. It really, truly is. It's the how of each one of those steps, which is, you know, so many of our clients are going through it. They're growing. They're actually scaling at this point, and they're using the softwares like they've never used it before. And they're hiring people in the process. They've created and systematized their way. We go through process audits with everyone. So what's their process start to finish? Well, now we have a process audit. We then can add Subtrack in to our way of doing business, and it's all of the how. So I hope for listeners that kind of connected the dots, that this is the how of how you use your software. Training is everything. You know how many times I've seen, great A players get hired onto teams and they spin their wheels for the first several months because they just weren't hired properly. And at the end of the day, what happens, man? We get pissed off because they're not doing the job the way we want it done. Yeah. And they're falling back on maybe old habits, but we haven't taught and trained them properly in the first place.
Yeah.
So this changes all of that, guys. Really does.
And I think too that you want to hire an A player. Some people think that giving them a big salary or something is going to be enough, you know, to keep them around, keep them engaged, but that's just simply not the case. First of all, that costs you as a contractor a lot more money. You're paying a premium to bring these people in because you kind of know in the back of your mind, hey, I don't really have a system to bring them into. I need to kind of overpay for them because I know this person is smart, but I'll overpay for them so that they choose my company to work for rather than someone else. So kind of shooting yourself in the foot there by having to overpay for these employees. And then that overpayment, by and large, doesn't really even keep them. And they may stay for a little bit longer, but they're not going to be happy long-term if you don't have a way to that a clear expectation path for them, a clear growth path for them, a system where everyone's working hand in hand and knows what everyone else is doing. If they get frustrated, money only covers so much, right? Your salary can only be so much. So what you want is to have that job satisfaction. And hopefully when you implement a solution like Subtrack, that allows that to happen for all those A players you bring in.
And John, just kind of in a wrap up here, can we get some information of how they can check out a demo, schedule a call with you? I don't know what your process is right now in terms of demo.
Sure. Yeah. You can schedule a demo right through our website, subtrack.com. That's SUBTRAK.com. There's a little button there. It says schedule a demo. That'll go right to me. I like to interview everyone that we work with so that way I can get a great sense of your business, see if we can be a good fit for you. I don't want to push this product onto people who may not need it, may not use it. I want to find people who are really going to be impacted by this, who really, this is the missing link. I've been wanting to scale. I want to document my systems. I have a handful of employees already, but it's kind of getting too much for me. And I want a way to make them more self-sufficient and take some burden off my plate so I can spend time doing other things. So those are the people that I would love to work with. So if that's you, definitely go to subtrack.com, schedule a demo, half hour. We'll talk about your business. We'll see if it's a good fit. I'll let you know how we can help, how we can document things going on and help you in the day-to-day, both short-term and long-term. So yeah, subtrack.com, and we'd be happy to connect with you.
Amazing. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Randy.
Guys, if you are serious about the next level, at least check this out because it really will it will make things much more simplistic for you. We think about when we hire people and we train them, we have to go through the process of telling them exactly what to do and how to do it, you know, and yet we don't take the time to document that process, but we'll do it 10 times over. Right. And that's what we need to change, because this is a way to do it once, get it right. Hey, tweak and improve it as we go, It's never complete, but we're always looking for that next level of improvement. So keep tweaking, leverage it, change the game forever. Guys, check it out. Subtrack.com. John, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate you jumping on here with us.
Thanks, Randy. Anytime.
Cheers.
If you enjoyed today's podcast and would like to learn more about how to get off the hamster wheel of your business, visit us at fourlevelcoach.com/learn more. You can access tools that will help you enjoy more time, money, and freedom in your own business. You can also book a strategy session with our owner and entrepreneur, Randy Stanbury. Thanks for listening.